Galatians chapter 6, if you open your Bibles up, we'll read the first 10 verses of that chapter this morning. The song we just sang about, Lord, revive things in me. Each one of us, it all starts at home, doesn't it? With me and with you. It starts with us as individuals. Our responsibility to handle ourselves in the way that God would have us to do as far as our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our deeds. And if it starts at home and we clean our own self up first and our actions toward God and obey Him, then certainly we will do good in our life. And this morning I'd like to study a little while in both lessons about doing good to all. But that involves doing good ourselves in every aspect of life. As you're aware of, we've had a little bout with COVID, and others have got it and had it, and it's just seemed like it's been everywhere the last couple of 3 years, and then recently more so. But over the course of a few days, a couple of weeks just about everyone in this building has either called or came by and left some food or sent a text, has checked on us. And that's good. That's a good thing. When you see good in people, by that I mean you see good in people when they text you to see how you're doing, or if they call to see how you are, or if they just call to see if they can drop some food off on your front porch. You see good in people. And so I've had time to reflect on the fact that there's, as we've always known, there's a lot of good people at Beulah. And your love is there, and it shows. Your love for God, your love for the church, and your love for one another in the church. And so doing good means a lot. We live in a world, and not only do we live in a world, but in the days of Noah, he lived in a world when people were evil. Remember in Noah's day, the thoughts and imagination of the thoughts of hearts of man were only evil continually. And Noah found grace in the sight of God. He was a good man. And by faith, he obeyed what God asked him to do, to build an ark, to prepare himself and prepare the ark for a great flood that was coming. And as a preacher of righteousness, he warned those evil people that they needed to do good. He warned those people that there was going to be a flood coming. But their thoughts and imagination of their hearts were only evil continually. And we find that only 8 souls were saved. Noah and his wife and his sons and their wives. And we find that the world was destroyed. So there was evil then. There was evil going on in the early days. You remember when Cain killed Abel. And the Bible has a track record of showing evil things that people did. But it also has a track record of showing good things that people did. And the greatest good that was ever done for man was when God, through His mercy and grace, sent His Son Jesus to this earth. And Jesus willingly came to do the Father's will and did that by living a life of good. He left us a good example for us to follow. Not only a good example, but a perfect example. Now, you can't beat that, a perfect example with no flaws in it. So I might be a good example in some regards, and you may be a good example in many regards, but we can't find more good than was found in the life of Jesus. And we're going to talk about that a little bit this morning in our two lessons, but just the fact of doing good. Think about it. With all the things that's going on, and you don't have to talk to many of your neighbors or people in the community or in business or in the world in general to find out there's a lot of evil going on in people's hearts and minds. There's a lot of people that don't do good. There's a lot of folks that are intent and set on doing anything that they can that's of a pleasureful, worldly nature, of a sinful nature, that's against God, against what's right. And good's not on, it's not on their radar. And so doing good is something that is very important. Galatians chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. Brethren, if a man is caught up in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, lest you too be tempted. I want to look at that first verse just a minute, and then after we do that, I'm going to ask Barry to come up to the microphone and read verses 2 through 10, if he will, for us on this reading. But look at verse 1. Brethren, if a man is caught in a trespass, any trespass, you who are spiritual, Restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, lest you too be tempted. So certainly we need to help others come back to the Lord. We need to help others with their issues of sin to bring them back to right. We need to help others when they're overtaken in any kind of a fault that is a brother or sister to help restore them. But we need at the same time, while we're doing that, be aware of ourselves. Be aware of ourselves and be on guard of who we are so that we may avoid evil and avoid temptation and not be caught up in the same trespass or a similar trespass so that we can do good. Barry, would you mind coming up to that microphone right there and reading verses 10, 2 through 10 for us, please?
Okay, Galatians 6, verses 2 through 10. It says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. If a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
Think about doing good. Verse 8 shows we have two choices. We can sow to that which is not good, that of the flesh, corruption of the flesh, things of this life of a fleshly nature, or we can sow to spiritual things, things that are good. So we've got two choices, do evil or do good. Look toward the flesh or look toward the spiritual side. So the spirit needs to override the flesh so that we can do good. So the Bible teaches that we all need to do good. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 5, if you will. And here's the example that Jesus talked about, that those who would follow him will be people that are doing good. Their light will shine that others may see their good works. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how will it be made salty again? It is good for nothing anymore except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot of men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do men light a lamp and put it under the peck measure, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So, doing good, especially as Christians, God expects us and requires of us, and we ought to want to do good, not do evil. Back to Galatians 6, 1 through 10 again. The emphasis is that we're to do good by keeping our life intact, avoiding temptation, being aware that we can fall, and making the steps in the right direction so we can go in the good and the right way, and then help others along the way to bring them up to do good also. James 1 and verse 27 talks about the fact of doing good, being good people. One of the responsibilities we have is to visit the fatherless and widows in their afflictions and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. So there's a twofold thing there about doing good. Number one is that we would recognize the needs of certain people, like widows and orphans, and be willing to help them, do good to them. Number two is that we would do good by keeping ourselves what? Unspotted from the world. Because the world will cause us to be marked with sin. Excuse me. To be marked with sin. And so, think about doing good, doing that which is right, doing good to others. Back to Galatians chapter 6 again, to our text this morning as we looked at these verses. There's a lot of things involved in doing good. And we know the first and foremost thing is that we would believe God, we would come to Him in faith and obey His will and His way to be saved. And in that, then, we would do good by getting into His Word and studying and growing and learning as a child of God and maturing and growing up. But then, as we grow and as we're doing good, We're to be aware of those that need our help and help them. And verse 2, bear one another's burden and thus fulfill the law of Christ. So doing good involves helping one another. Then he goes on and talks about the person that's going to do good. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. So verse 4, I need to be examining my own work. You need to be examining your own work and understand who we are and what our responsibility is to God, and then do right toward others. And if we do that, we'll keep ourselves walking in a good manner, in a good way. And so, verse 6, another thing that's good that we're to do. And let the one who is taught in the word share all good things with him who teaches. So, doing good as a Christian. We're to help one another. We're to help those that teach the word. We're to help those that teach us. We're to help others. Doing good is very important. Let's look to the next point. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 talks about doing good. There, the Apostle Paul, we have a very familiar verse that we read from time to time. The New American Standard Version says, I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. So doing good is that we're devoting ourselves to God. Verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the will of God, what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. So doing good. We do good by not acting like the world. We do good by not living like the people of the world. We do good by doing that which is good and acceptable, which is the will of God. Doing good. The emphasis there then is on good behavior. The Bible talks about in numerous places about the child of God and how that we're to glorify God. And Peter talks about the fact that we are a holy generation. We're a chosen generation. We're to be a peculiar or set apart people from the world, in that when the world's doing bad, we're doing good. When things are going on around us that are tempting, then we're resisting temptation, doing that which is good. And sometimes, I guess, when things happen, like the last couple of weeks when some of you have been sick and some of our family has been sick, you see the good come out in people. And oftentimes people do good and we may not even realize how much good they're doing. Oftentimes I hear about the good that you brothers and sisters at Beulah do from other people who will tell me, well, so-and-so came by and checked on us. So-and-so came by and brought us some food. So-and-so came by and stayed a few minutes with us. Somebody that was shut in. They talk about the things you do. That's a good thing. And then sometimes there'll be someone who'll say, well, brother so-and-so, he went and visited someone that hadn't been going to church and tried to bring them back. About 3 weeks ago, I was talking to a brother that worships at Westview. And he and I go back a long ways for many years. And we were talking for a few minutes, and he said, Charles, what about brother so-and-so? He said, did you know he's in the hospital? And so he said, I need to go see him in Birmingham. And I didn't know that he was in the hospital at that time. But anyway, the man in his thoughts were, I'm going to do this which is good and which is right, by going to visit this brother because he hasn't been attending services in some time. Now he's got sick, he's got issues, and he needs to be back in the service of the church. Well, it happened so that about 3 weeks ago, it's been about 2 months ago when he told me that. About a month after that, I ran into the guy. He happened to be at the same place he was. He was out of the hospital. He had gone through rehab. He was back out. And we were able to sit and talk for about 30 minutes one Sunday afternoon. And he knows the truth. And hopefully he's making the turn to get back to doing what's right and attending services again and being faithful. What happened so just the other day after we were off our COVID restrictions, I happened to be in a place of business and went in to pick a few groceries up, and this same brother that was going to visit this man, we ran into each other again. And we stopped and I said, "Did you go see so and so?" And he said, "You know, I went down to see him." He said, "It wasn't easy for me to go," but he said, "I got somebody to go with me." And we went down and talked to him and got to visit with him when he was in rehab. And I said, "Well," he told me he was going to be back coming to some services, hopefully. And he said, "Well, that's good." You see, you never know what a word or a thought or a call or just a little motion towards someone about encouraging them or warning them, that good deed might help bring them back. So our life is different from the world in that we're doing that which is good, trying to do that which is good. Look, if you will, to 3 John, and let's look at verses 11 and 12 in that chapter. And you think about doing good and the importance of doing good. In these verses, John teaches the importance of doing good. And he gives even an illustration, excuse me, of a brother who did good. 3 John verse 11. "Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good." You see, the Bible is all about doing good, isn't it? It's all about me doing good and you doing good. A lot of good things. The good thing is doing what God requires. And if we do that, we'll do good. "Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good." You know, children see things and they grow up and they're around certain people or they're around certain activities. And they learn to imitate the things that they see. There's a young couple that lives up the road from us and they have 3 children. And the little girl's about 10 or 11 years old, little boy about 8, and little girl about 5. And they'll come by the house and they'll wave, they'll be on their gator riding up and down the road. And so I was sent word to come by and see our new horse we've got. They've got some little Shetland ponies. And so Helen and I and Jason dropped by one afternoon, and there was those kids out there with their mother and daddy out by the pasture, out in their field across from their front yard. And you get out and you talk to this young couple, and their children, they don't allow them to play video games. They select certain things that are educational for them to be able to do. They don't allow them to to just be involved and the things that many people in the world are involved in and kids of the world are involved in today. They do activities with their children at home. Good things. They're teaching them how to plant a seed and grow a vegetable or grow a fruit. They're teaching them about how to take care of animals and livestock. They're teaching them about baseball and basketball. And they're teaching them about doing good. And they're teaching them that you don't have to be in front of a screen and that you don't have to have a cell phone to be what you ought to be. Those things may be useful, but they're trying to teach those children the good thing in life is that there's options to do good. You don't have to get wrapped up in so many things. We hear about things that happen today, various things, and there's catastrophes that happen with people. Someone goes off the deep end and they harm someone, they murder people, and then someone comes and says, "Well, blame it on his parents because they let him sit in his room and watch all these fighting games. Or blame it on him because he had all these friends that did this and this." Well, it may be that the game itself may not be bad, but too much of anything that's not really good can turn someone into something that's not really good, can't they? And so, doing good. He talks about here in 3 John about, "Beloved, don't imitate what's evil." So if we want our children to imitate that which is good, they need to be exposed to that which is good, the Word of God. And good actions, kindness and truth and justice and love and a good balance of what's right. So they can understand that this is the thing I need to be going. They need a good example. That's why parents are told, don't provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up with the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That's why mothers are told to teach their daughters to love their husbands, to love their children, to be keepers at home. That's why the Bible teaches that there's good to be done, so teach it. And so we need to be doing good. Back to 3 John, verse 11 again. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. The one who does good is of God. That's where we want to be, isn't it? The one who does good is of God. The one who does evil has not seen God. So when we see evidence of good in people's lives, that's of God. And we want to be of God. He goes on in verse 12 and he commends a brother. He says, Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself. And we also bear witness, and you know that our witness is true. And so, doing good is important. You knew that before you came in the building this morning. But circumstances of the last couple of 3 weeks has made me think about the good that people do. It may be an attaboy. It may be a finger in your face to warn you and an admonition to do right. It may be just a text. It may be some Kentucky Fried Chicken dropped off your front door. It may be someone to offer a Bible study at their house for 30 minutes. Things that are good. I know you're doing good. And we thank you for being good. If you're here this morning and you haven't been good as God would have you to be, if you haven't been baptized into Christ and you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and you want to confess that, you're willing to confess that and repent of your sins, you can be baptized this morning and leave here a child of God. If you're here this morning and maybe there's things in your life that are not good that need to be fixed in a public way, if you need the brethren to pray for you, then we'll be glad to do that. So WA is going to lead us in the invitation song, and if you're subject, please come.